You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
Alongside the other numbers that we got throughout today was an update from Omnia Holdings Limited about their performance over the 6 months ended September 2024. They started off their first half of the new financial year with a stronger performance. Revenues were up, operating profit was up about 17%, operating margins were up about 12%. The cash position of the business was down slightly, but we're going to get into those details in just a second. I'm joined on the line by the company's CEO, Seelan Gobalsamy, to take a look at the performance and see what we can make of it. Good evening, Seelan. Thanks so much for taking the time. Lovely to catch up with you again. The first half of the year, interesting set of numbers, quite strong and robust performance across the board. Different things, different dynamics that we'll get into in a second. How do you reflect on the new year?
Yes, great. Good afternoon, Jimmy, and great to talk to you again, and good afternoon to all your listeners. I think a very, very strong performance by the group. Our revenues are up to 10.9 billion. Our profits are up 17% and a strong cash position. You know, this has been largely driven by our mining business. You know, it shows the diversification that's been implemented by our strategy execution, diversification between local and international businesses, and then also the diversification between agriculture and mining. So a very pleasing set of results and a strong performance by mining and agriculture SA in the 6 months.
Interesting, Seelan, that you do not mention the other segment of the business, the chemicals segment. The chemicals segment just in general, not for Omnia alone, but chemicals landscape throughout the world has been a very interesting time. And I want to get your thoughts on that around some of the challenges, some of the macro factors around there. You're not the only chemicals producer that's kind of seeing a bit of an interesting time. I mean, your revenues were up on the chemical side of the business about 6%, but some other guys aren't faring as well in the chemical space. What are your thoughts around what's happening in the space at the moment?
Yeah, I mean, you know, let's be clear. Our chemicals business, Protea Chemicals, has not performed well. You know, even though revenue's up, you know, it printed a loss in the first 6 months of the year. You know, if we just talk about chemicals generally, I mean, a number of businesses that were in the same spaces as Protea have either closed down or left South Africa. And, you know, what we're looking for is growth in the manufacturing sector. And if we pause for a minute, you know, what that means is we need labor productivity to go up. We need investment to happen in manufacturing, and we need more products to be manufactured in South Africa and produced in South Africa. And, if we look at the manufacturing sector, that has not been happening. So, you know, that has impacted the chemical sector, Protea being one of the businesses there. And the sector has also been hard hit by some of the disruptions we've seen in terms of infrastructure, energy, and logistics. So, what I would like to see is a deeper investment in manufacturing get going, employment to increase, investment to increase, and the outlook, unfortunately, for that sector is still quite bleak. You know, we're still not seeing that yet. We're seeing some nice positivity around the government of national unity, but we need to all work together to get that to be converted to investment, jobs, and manufacturing on our shores.
Seelan, I wonder if we could take a look at the ESG of the business. This is something you and I have spoken about in the past, and we've looked at it. And it was always the conversation about striking that balance between reducing the carbon emissions, but also increasing the renewable side of the business and the reliance on renewable. And looking at just the performance half year to half year, you're seemingly spot on. CO2 emissions are down, whilst at the exact same time, renewable energy use is up, almost double there. How are you doing that? How are you striking that balance and getting it right?
Yeah, you know, when we think of companies like ourselves and successful, sustainable companies globally, it's very important to have a firm purpose embedded in the business so that our people rally around a common cause. And that purpose for us is innovating to enhance life, and obviously doing that in a sustainable, responsible manner. And, whether it's our plants, our production facilities, our warehouses, our logistics, or whether it's our actual propositions to the farmer or the miner, mines, you know, all of that is underpinned by very, very strong ESG principles. So, you know, we want our farmers to use less water. We want our farmers to use less chemicals. We want our farmers to have enhanced yields at lower risks. Similarly, in the mining side, we want our mines to use to do bigger blasts, to do more complicated blasts, to do cleaner blasts, to have less CO2 emissions, to have better fragmentation so that they use less explosives. So not only do we measure and focus on what we do in our plants, but we also ensure that our propositions, whether that's our agri-tech propositions or our mining tech propositions, are underpinned by sound CO2 principles. One of the things you would have seen is the use of used oil. You know, we in our emulsion, you know, that's the explosives, we use used oil instead of clean oil, and that's better for the environment. It's better for small business because you know that oil gets gathered and it gets cleaned and it gets repurposed, and it's also better for the stability of the emulsion and better for the environment. So you know what's pretty pleasing for me is, you know, the 4,000 odd people at Omnia all know that we go about doing things safer, and whatever we do is underpinned by very, very strong ESG principles.
And those principles are very evident in the results that they are providing for the business. I mean, if I'm looking at things like water use efficiency, energy use efficiency, those numbers are coming in bang in line with where they should be, or even better from the last period. Seelan, there's a tax dispute that's outstanding with the South African Revenue Services. Nobody likes those things. We don't like talking about them. Can you give us some color around what's happening here? Have you guys raised a provision? Is it an amount that warrants concern at this stage?
Yeah, I mean, this is something that's been ongoing for a number of years. It relates to assessments in the 2014-2017 years period, you know, far back. We've been working together with SARS to find an amicable solution, and we continue those discussions. You know, we will do what is right for the fiscus, what is right for the company, and, you know, where we believe, you know, our stance is the right stance, you know, we will stick to our conviction on that, you know. So at this point, we're in a dispute resolution phase, and hopefully that results in the right outcome. You know, if that doesn't, you know, we have got other options available to us, you know, like the courts and others. But, you know, hopefully this matter gets resolved amicably and is put behind us as quickly as possible. But it's got to be done in a way that, you know, makes sense for both parties.
Seelan, when we look forward to the next 6 months, what does that look like? What is the, I mean, obviously you and I will catch up as the months progress and as we go into the new calendar year and the rest of the financial year. How are you feeling about the next 6 months? Are you optimistic about the agri space, the mining space, the chemical space?
Yeah, I think, you know, Jimmy, from our perspective, you know, we know Omnia has been a very, very strong, successful agriculture business. What we've been able to show now via very disciplined execution is how we've been able to diversify and grow our business globally, you know, and now we have a significant high growth asset in our mining segment being BME. You know, this business, we are incredibly positive about, you know, our prospects and outlook in this business is very strong locally and globally. You know, we're benefiting from new contract wins in South Africa, in Namibia, in Indonesia, you know, new business in Canada, you know, and a business in Australia. So very strong, you know, and positive about the mining business and mining chemicals business. From an agriculture perspective, we see good, strong agronomic conditions in South Africa, which will lead to, you know, hopefully a strong performance in the second half of the year there as well. And I guess, you know, the two businesses that detracted from performance in the first half, the agri business in SADC, and the Protea Chemicals business, we're still cautious about those two businesses. You know, the manufacturing sector, which we've touched on, is still very subdued. And the droughts in SADC has had a significant impact in Zambia, in Zimbabwe, you know, and a lot of challenges in Mozambique at the moment. So we're pretty cautious on that. I guess the last part of our business is the international agriculture business in Australia and Brazil. And there we've seen a strong uptick in volumes of products sold. So we're optimistic there that that business will continue to show the growth and the value we intend generating from it. Our cash position strong. So, you know, I think our outlook, our shareholders can look forward to sustained performance in the second half of the year, you know, good cash generation and a very disciplined management team, you know, focusing on being prudent and focusing on managing the balance sheet well. You know, if I go back to the days of the rights issue, our shareholders bought shares at 20 Rand a share. You know, those shares now are trading at, you know, call it 65 Rand a share. And we paid 25 Rand dividend, you know, which takes it to 90 Rand a share. So a great return. And hopefully we can keep working as hard as we can to deliver those returns to our shareholders.
Well, we wish you all of the best of luck in that hard work. We are looking forward to seeing the fruits of that labor when the time comes. We'll leave it at that for now. That was Seelan Gobalsamy, who is the CEO at Omnia Holdings, joining me to reflect on the company's first half of the new financial year and what they're looking forward to for the second half.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.